recording. All right. Welcome, Friday, April 24th. I assume everybody has the data frames open. And Shanko, do you want to summarize what we did last time on Wednesday? Just briefly, can you give us a little
Sure. So we studied libraries. We imported a bunch of libraries, the most commonly used ones, like printed out values of pi and everything, and like how to see, how to use the help command to see the details of a library. And what else? Yeah, so we mainly worked with like import and math libraries.
Yeah, so that's a pretty good summary. Libraries like and help.
Printing out the like the exponential values, something raised to the power of something, the various ways of computing the power values, the various commands used for that.
Yeah, so today, that's a good summary, libraries. So that's reusing code. So I put the Jupyter Notebook online, the recordings. Today is about reading data. And the hardest thing with any programming is really file input and file output. So this is the hardest thing, and Python has some good ways to read tabular data, sometimes referred to as comma separated value data sets. And we'll use the pandas library for this. So that's a reason to teach libraries. And then they got panda data frames that they work with. So, and this is another thing that you should have done, since there's only two of us. There's this file here, Python novice GAP mapper data.zip. You guys should download that data and have it available in the same directory where you're running Jupyter Notebooks from. So I have that zip file here, and you should uncompress that. This is a zip file here, and I'm running this from the directory. So when you start Jupyter Notebooks, or the Jupyter Hub, we have it start from a, when you type Jupyter Lab, it starts from a particular directory. So, Sharko, Dave, do you guys have that data file? Can you get that? Do I need to pause?
I think I have the data file. We downloaded it in our very first class.
Yes.
But I might not have it in the right directory. So that might take a couple of minutes.
So you should see this data when you open up on the left side. See, I open that up. And you should see it. If you just see the .zip file, we need to uncompress it. Maybe that's a problem. Sean says he's online. I should give out a code to see if Sean listens to this. Code is 42. So next time we can ask Sean for what the code is. see if you listen. So how about you, Dave? Are you getting that, or can you get that file?
Yeah. Is it like the world countries and or like continents and the
GDP or something?
Yeah. Or what's in data?
Yeah. Yeah, I have that.
Yeah. Okay. So you should have access to it, and it should be in the data directory. So you should be here, and you should see this data. So the first thing we're going to do is read some data from that. And from last time, we got to import pandas as PD, because pandas is just too long to type out. And then we're going to read this data file, and that's why I do the data slash. And if you wanted to, you can specify where it is.
Okay, a question. Can I name it? I mean, do we have to name it as data?
Well, that's what it happens to be when it comes unzipped, but I'm just specifying that we're going to load in this this here data file. So when you do this read, you have to specify the path to that data file.
Okay.
And it's a relative path. So try that, import pandas, read the data file, and print out the data. And since I'm old school, I go look at the data file with my VI editor. So you can see how it's commas separated. No. So that's how it is. You look at the, they give you the lines 0, 1, 2, or they don't even, the first line is not even zero. So it's Auget, Australia, New Zealand, where is it? Yeah. And so it's wrapped around, there's only three lines. And then this is a line continuation to show you it.
I'm getting an error. It says no module named pandas.
I don't know
why it's.
Because on your computer, you don't have pandas installed.
So how do I do that?
How do you do that? All right. Since we only got a couple people, I'll just log into your computer. And why is this up there? So sudo apt search, and then it's we need the pandas package, and this is one of the problems. Not having the same environments. And I'm assuming it's this one here. So it's Python 3 that you're using. So let's install that. So try that. So I'm just using the package installer to install pandas for Python 3. So try it now, Shanko.
Okay. Thank you. Yes. Now I get the output.
Yeah. Thanks. So that's what I did, is I just did it from the command line instead of running it through Jupyter Labs on your computer. Okay, good thing I have access. Dave, you're doing okay there?
Mine comes up with a whole bunch of errors.
Okay, whole bunch of errors. Does the import work?
Says file not found error.
The file not found is likely because you're not specifying the path correctly for this. So that has to be from your home directory of where you started Jupyter's lab from.
Oh, okay.
The easiest thing to do is if you know where your Jupyter Lab session is, just do that. And I'm trying to figure out, I don't know how to figure out where that is. Don't want to do the launcher. In terms of knowing what the directory is at the top of the base, it's just wherever I started at Jupyter Lab. So I would think it would be in your home directory or else where you type Jupyter Lab at the command line.
Yeah, on mine, it's home/firstname.lastname.
Yeah, that's your home directory. Yeah, I'm doing it in a... Well, I can get off your computer now. So I'm in my home, but I'm underneath Papers Workshops Carpentry, Software Carpentry, Prodin and Python. So I got a big long path to where I'm running stuff from.
Yep, mine works now.
Okay, that's the hardest part. Congratulations, you read some data. And of course, we use a subdirectory. And so you need a data slash in that. And I was looking at the data files. This is the header data. Is country, and then you have Australia, New Zealand are the two headers. And I still like to look at it like this. So you have the parameters that are comma separated. And I don't know if I should say this when I'm recording, but this is a terrible, worst way to do any data files because they're very little metadata to describe what's in here, but it's very nice to be able to read in the data files and have the parameters. But you know, one in a word is GDP, PRE, CAP, 1952. The next one's 1957. Why is there 5 years? What is this data? You know, we have no units. You have no information about what it was collected, and so you have to know the data ahead of time. But it's pretty easy to work with them. And historically, that's the way the data has been. So let's try something a little bit different. And let's see, I was trying to figure out how to do this. Let's say that the data, we'll read some more data. CSV again. So we're gonna read some data files in. We're gonna read the same, file name, but we're going to give it another argument here, and we're going to say index column equals, and then we'll do country, okay, because we saw that the country is the first column of data, and let's run that, and oops. And I ran it and I got an error. What's my mistake here?
No import statement?
No, I already imported it. That would give me an error at Panda. Must be a spelling.
Yeah, so instead of GDP, you have GPD.
Oh, it's GDP, DP, right? Okay. And then we want to print out data again. So the index column is used to specify that columns value should be used as the row headers for that. I guess if that wasn't clear, that I don't like the way it's printed. It makes it a little bit difficult to see. Okay. Let's try this. Data.info. We'll give you a long list of the information about data. So this is an attribute to data. We'll tell you what they are. You know, they're floating points. Two entries on an index, 12 columns. So this is what they call a data frame. The two rows on the name Australia and New Zealand, there's 12 columns of data. And then the data consists of 64-bit floating point values. Okay, here, let's print out next, print data.columns. And now you print out the index values of the column of data, but we are not, when you index this, this is different than data info. Data info is a method that can take parameters. Data columns is actually a data, is actually value, similar to what we had before with pi, when you did math.py. So these are values of data, not a method, not a function. There's other ways to do these. To work with these data frames, you can transpose the functions. So you see them the other way. So it's transpose, which is a little bit easier to see, but this is not the way they're stored in the file. It's a transpose of the data. But it looks a lot easier. We can get a lot of good statistics. Print data describe. And so you can calculate stuff like mean, standard deviations, percentiles, other values within the data sets. So you can come up and get your statistical values very easily when you read the data in. So there's a lot of easy ways to do stuff that people have written before. So get more information when you do that. Okay, so lesson for you guys, or task. So reading data from a different data file, which is America's. So I just gave you the name of the data file. So reading data from that, which should be in the same directory underneath data, into a variable called Americas. So we want that to be the variable. And go ahead and display a summary statistics. So I'll give you a few minutes to work on that, and you can just chat up with questions or let me know when you're done. Scroll up to the last print statement. That's the statistics for the data. Data.describe. Hey, Sean wants to come. Welcome, Sean. He's coming.
Hello.
Sorry, hello. Mate. Hey, I left you with a code in the video. If you go back and listen to it, you can figure out what the code is.
Yeah, I'm looking at this and realizing it's a little more complicated than the previous sessions to just join up on in the middle.
Yeah, it's not too bad. We're just looking at pandas and panda data. Did you get the data file?
Is that the one what you had originally sent?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got all that.
So you got the data. See if you could do this here. Import the pandas as PD and see if you can read that data file. Assuming you have pandas installed, we had to install that on Chunko's computer. But this one is really with data frames.
Okay.
So did that work?
Get in right now. I do not have Oceania, I guess.
It should be under the data.
Oh, here it is. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's why I spelled something wrong. There we go. Okay.
Okay. And the solution for the other problem, to read another one in, they were just practicing how to do that. And you can read another data file in with America, read in a different data file and then index it like that. So it's Sean trying to do that. Dave and Sean Cole, you're able to do that?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. So so now we have a data frame. Find out what the dot header and dot tail values do. So how do you so what I mean is America's dot header and dot tail. How would you find out dot head, dot tail? See if you can find out what that does and tell me. So how do you display the first three rows of this data? Anybody want to guess? Tell me. First three rows of data. What would be the command?
That'd be the header, right?
Yeah. But how do you get just the first three rows, though? If I do that, you got a whole bunch of data. How do we find out how to use a command? Oh. Kind of got it briefly there, but I only got a
help. Oh.
Help on the command. Tells you to help. There's an N index on that. So so if we go and index N equals 3, you get the first three rows of data. And the next question, Sean will have missed, but if we wanted to look at the last three rows, So we could use tail. And but we need to flip the data around with a flip command. And if I spell that right. Oh, it's America's dot flip. Oh, sorry, getting ahead of myself. I want to transpose the data, so I need to transpose it with the flip command. Or set the new variable. I'm not even looking at my. So Americans with the T is transposing the data. And you got a new data frame, and then you then you do the tail of that. So that's how you read data. You can also write out data. So there's a to underscore CSV function to write data out. So see if you can apply what you learn from the files and write out a data frame to a file process CSV. So we read CSV, see if you can figure out how to use to CSV and write out data. To a file called process.csv. And remember, your friend is help.
Professor, could you explain the question one more time?
Okay, we've been talking about reading data files with read CSV.
Yes.
I want you to write a data file using to to underscore CSV.
Okay.
So there's a function to CSV, to. And we're going to use that command to create a file called process.csv. So we want to write that out. And we just read in America's, so you can write that file out, that data frame. So I'm write the data frame to the CSV file. And yeah, I did start recording. Good. Thought I forgot. Okay, did you guys have enough time? Get all done? No one's saying anything.
I mean, I have something. I don't know if that's right.
Did it make a file?
So if it makes a file, I should be able to see it on this left-hand side column.
Yeah, you should see a file here.
No, I don't see it, meaning I've not been able to do it. It's America's. You have an N.
And when you do this, I guess it's a method that's in the Americas type of thing. So you can't, it's not just two CSV is maybe the reason that you're.
Yeah, that was the part that was, because when I would type in help of the .2 CSV, it wasn't giving me, but putting Americas .2 CSV works.
So, because that's, I think you can also do help on like this, right? Because it says a data frame and then it says everything that you can do with it. And then, right, so last time we had the help on what we could do. So anyway, that's command to, and we should get the, so here's my data file that I just created. So if you guys are interested, I should be able to just go and see that command. So there's the CSV file that it gets created. Okay, so that's simple import and export of data. Pandas is to get some, also give you some basic statistics on the tabular data. You can get column values and you get some information and transpose the data frame. You can get some data frames. So next time there's a lot more in-depth information on using Pandas data frames. So that's kind of the end of this one, which we again took up most of the time, a few minutes early, but why don't we stop there? Questions?
Yes, I ran the command, but I still don't have process.csv.
Are you looking? It didn't give you an error?
No. Yeah, that's exactly what I did.
How about other people? Did you guys get a?
No, I got one. It has the green four square icon next to it.
Are you looking in? Not sure. Maybe it's not being refreshed. You go like that. You can we change the order like this is to put the last ones up. Are you in data or are you in? Make sure you're not in data.
Yes, I got it. Yeah, I was looking in data.
Yeah. Because we don't specify the command. All right, I'll stop sharing my screen.
I have a quick question.
Yeah.
And this is maybe something that you covered already, but what exactly is pandas compared to like all the rest of it? Like, what is pandas?
Well, it's a library.
Oh, okay.
That's why we covered libraries. Oh, okay. Yeah. So pandas is an example of a library that we imported.
Right, I see. Okay.
So it's like NumPy, MathProtLib. So it's another library, kind of like math is.
And it's used for reading data, I assume. Yeah. That's what, okay.
And it's Panda frame. So there's several different utilities for reading data, but it works for comma-separated data.
Okay.
So we have several libraries for reading data. So this is the one about pandas. Other questions? Okay, well, we're trying to meet on Monday, get through this, and I'll stop recording, and if Shankar wants to stay on, I got some question for him.